Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hi, everyone. Super excited to be hopping on this episode of what is normally Gary's Rants and Raves podcast, but I am taking over. I'm really excited. My guest this episode is Kristen Garner, director of Kramer Western US. Hi, Kristen. How's it going?
Hi, Steph. Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad that we're at the helm today. So while
Same. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and getting to catch up with you. So before we really dive into what is the purpose of this, can you just tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do at Kramer?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for asking. I've been with Kramer. This is my anniversary month, so I'm pretty excited to be able to celebrate that 3 years now with Kramer. Really dedicated to building business and business development. When I came on board, I was focused on education, K-12 through higher ed. So it's been really fun to come back into that realm. I took a little hiatus overseas and came back into the AV realm pretty strong and excited to celebrate with my higher ed and K-12 customers, come back, be able to support them and offer them a product line I feel very good about and excited to talk to you about today. So as that came about, I now also have another responsibility that I am proud to be part of, and that's managing the Western 13 states as the director of sales for the Western U.S. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So the point of this, the whole reason you're here, not just because you just like wanted to talk to me. So we got a press release from Kramer in September, and it was all about this new revised pricing structure. And I was like, wait, what are they doing? What's going on? So first, let me just ask you, why did Kramer decide to reduce the prices like across, I think, the whole product portfolio, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. And thanks for noticing. We're pretty excited to actually be able to share that and be able to provide that. We did have a major price reduction, which was good. It was, I want to say, across the board, but there might have been one or two SKUs that it may not have hit, but we have thousands. And so I'm sure that every customer who is loyal to Kramer or new to Kramer coming on board will be satisfied by what their pricing looks like now. The nice thing about that is it does afford the opportunity to get in front of new customers and also really provide a great customer experience for those legacy customers and you know, those who have been loyal to our product line. And it is vast. So we're excited to talk about all of those areas that it can be helpful to all of our customers and resellers.
Can I ask the reasoning behind why you guys decided to do this? Did you just wake up and you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to make people's lives better today.
Yeah. Yeah. Because honestly, I wake up and I feel like that every day. I want every day to be better than the day I just came out of and try to look at a positive landscape and get something out of it. So that's kind of it. But I will say that it's a little more fundamental than that from a business perspective. And we didn't experience through the past few years the supply chain concerns and issues that some of our industry did. And that kept us pretty fluid and agile and able to really optimize some of those streamlined practices that we maintained throughout that. So when we looked at those efficiencies we were able to put into place, we realized that we could afford to do a price reduction and hit the you know, majority of our portfolio, like we said. So kind of nice that we optimized that and we were able to deliver that to our customers.
Which products or product lines are going to see the biggest reductions?
So the biggest reductions have actually come on our AV over IP and our unified communication collaboration device line. So our UC and AV over IP, which we're very excited about, they've been in development. We have some great new products that continue to be offered as we develop the lineup in those areas. So that's something that should get people really looking at Kramer as the choice for those types of solutions, whether you're doing UC or AV over IP, and those partnerships that we have as well. So the biggest reductions were there, but let me tell you, the rest of the portfolio experienced some really nice ones as well.
That's awesome. Y'all have really been moving in the AV over IP direction lately. So of course, these price reductions, those are going to make people look at you guys, but also you had recent acquisitions. So you acquired ZV and Ashton Bentley. So tell me a little bit about like what that is like and how that comes into play here.
It does come into play. Obviously, ZV is a premier manufacturer and development partner in the AV over IP landscape when it comes to SDVoE especially. And so we're very proud of the ability to bring that into our portfolio along with the expertise from that team who's really been pinnacle in providing that technology into our industry. Very exciting there. ZV is really capable. I'm excited about the opportunity to present now that product line to my customers as well. And with Ashton Bentley, oh my goodness, it's a really cool opportunity to kind of talk about things that outfit your entire room. And it's very elegant. It's a beautiful way to, and quick and efficient, talk about efficiencies. It's a beautiful way to outfit your customers' needs without having to kind of push the envelope and engage different stakeholders who might not be available or accessible to meet a timeline. And it can provide anything from mounts to furniture to your wire management and your cable management needs, power outlets, all of that stuff that you need in one elegant solution along with your technology. So your ABSM is managed and you're good to go. You have a beautiful room and something that a customer can be proud of having all of their customers that they support come into that space. And it's Kramer. So we're excited to be able to share that and put our name on it.
In terms of Kramer's vision, I see on a lot of the stuff on Kramer's website, on the press releases that you guys send out, there is this heavy emphasis on putting customers first. So how do you see this continuing to move through that even into potentially next year? I see these pricing reductions are definitely going to catapult that.
Yep. And I'm glad you asked. That definitely is an emphasis. I believe in really touching our customer bases where their needs are and then expanding upon that. I think that's paramount. And it's something that we need to definitely focus on as we move forward. There's a lot going on in our industry, and staying focused on the customer is what's going to be best for everyone. I have a philosophy of win-win-win. I like the manufacturer, the reseller, and the customer to be beyond satisfied and meet their expectations and above. So that's really good. From that, we have idealized a 360 view, and that really comes from internal and external touch points that we really want to look at the entire picture. And again, it kind of covers that win-win-win scenario I mentioned. When we talk about 360 degrees, we really embrace that. And we want our customers to understand that's where we're coming from as well. From a pre-sales to a post-sales and everything in between, it's necessary to identify that and really meet those customers' needs where they are and then exceed expectations.
So having that like support every step of the way, basically.
Every step of the way. Yep. And it's great for us to be able to provide that.
No, and I think that that is really important right now. That is like what people are looking for in a manufacturer, which sounds so interesting, like what, you know, but I think that that is just kind of like the world that we're in right now.
I think so too. I think more of a personalized touch and a customized approach so that you understand what your customer needs. Sometimes it's maintenance, sometimes it's budget, sometimes it's timing, sometimes it's product. With so many folks being involved, now we have a menagerie of stakeholders at any level of a project. It's imperative that we understand what's important to each one of them and try to meet them.
So as we're kind of winding down, you know, last couple months of 2024, we're kind of, you know, trying to get everything done, but what is on the horizon for Kramer? What kind of thing can we look forward to from you guys coming up?
So we are doing our events that are internal. We call them our K-Waves. So we'll go out regionally. We'll support local regions and provide opportunities For product demos as well as training. We recently had a couple of events that were great. Please look at them, look for them on our LinkedIn, a little bit of info on that to get an idea of what they're about. And CTS credits were on there. So, you know, if you do hold your CTS or are interested in doing more, you can look to Kramer to be a manufacturer who can provide some of that for you. And we invite you to do so. Also, we have podcasts that we've started generating, and they're coming up. We have one today. May not see that, but please watch. We are putting information out that way because I know sometimes that's more convenient than going to a location, but then you do get some real-time information about what Kramer has to offer based on what that episode might be about. So thank you for asking.
Yeah, of course. Well, I really only have one more question for you, and that is, where can people find more information about you and about Kramer?
Yeah, so thank you for asking. That's very important. Obviously, KramerAV.com is the best place to start if you're sitting in front of a computer or a mobile device. We also have our 800 number, which I'll share, is 888-275-6311. Please follow, like, comment, and share on all our social media spaces, which obviously would be LinkedIn, Facebook, X, and Instagram. And then if you really need anything really fast from an email perspective and don't know your local regional rep who should be your first point of contact, please go to info_us@KramerAV.com, and you can get a quick response that way from one of our folks manning that email address.
Awesome. Well, Kristen, thank you so much. You're awesome. I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on and being on this podcast with me today.
This has been wonderful, and thank you. And I'm so grateful for you all reaching out and for us having the opportunity to come together and spend some time together. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Same. All right. Well, thank you everyone for watching, for listening, and don't forget to go to ravepubs.com for all your AV news needs. All right. Once again, I'm Steph Beggett, and we will see you next time. Rave, rave, with rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.